Talk Live, and you can take control of these airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
So don't forget, you can join Dale over on his website, flamingfreedom.com. That's his radio show, Prometheus Unchained. Great show, once a week. Download it, enjoy flamingfreedom.com. It's an LGBT-oriented, liberty-themed talk radio program. So, once again, flamingfreedom.com. Now, we've been talking about prohibition all night long, so let's stay on that theme, though I feel like we've pretty much hammered every possible aspect on the drug prohibition issue.
That's it. Everyone should be convinced now, and the drug war should end any day now.
Oh, if only it were that easy. If only we could just make a logical argument to the ether and have it immediately grant us the manifestation of our wishes. Yeah, we're a little ways away from that. We need actual people to come here and get active in order for that to happen.
So much of human society does not seem to be motivated by rational thought. I don't know why. It's just not meant to be.
Even if you can't use rationality, you can still appeal to emotion on this issue in some ways.
You would think so.
But, there's a moral issue here of that it's wrong to stop.
But again, there's this dehumanization of drug users. You know, when you picture this woman that used the dirty needle out of the beer can, how many people are like, ugh, she just deserves whatever she gets, you know? Yeah. You know, my empathy... You know, my heart goes out to that person.
Absolutely.
But apparently it doesn't for everyone.
All right, so 800-259-9231. Another area of prohibition worth discussing is prostitution, and it is in the news again. NBC New York reporting that Brooklyn District Attorney Charles Hines described Wednesday's prostitution bust, in which 17 people and 5 corporations were indicted as a major takedown. The alleged pimps operated escort service websites that raked in more than $7 million in the last 3 years. When a reporter asked Hines to describe the significance of the arrests, the veteran prosecutor said confidently, "This is pretty big." In all, prosecutors accused 17 alleged cyber pimps of using 5 different websites to advertise high-priced escorts. The website URLs include addresses like highclassny.com, angelofyourchoice.com, and discreetclub.com. Despite the fact that nearly all of the suspects in the prostitution ring have been arrested and charged, NBC New York found the websites they used to facilitate the business are still operational. Phone number clearly printed on angelofyourchoice.com homepage led NBC New York to a receptionist who offered to book an escort named Jane for $600 per hour. Now, these aren't your typical street whores. These are girls that are a little more upper class, shall we say, the in-call slash out-call girls, the ones that will come to your hotel
room. I need a job like that.
Right?
I'll tell you, $600 an hour. I mean, I'm sure they don't get all of that, but...
No, the pimps, the operation is going to get some.
But it's still a lot of money. They're
getting
paid well, I guarantee it.
Yeah. And this is a way to do prostitution that's a little safer for the girls and for the Johns. It's rare that you'll hear about a story like this, which is why the cops are, we were 17 people. We really cracked down New York prostitution now. That'll put a stop to it. Nobody's going to be sleeping with somebody for money tonight in New York City. And if you believe that one, I've got a bridge to sell you, because it's a bunch of nonsense. Prostitution is called the oldest profession because it's not going anywhere anytime soon, no matter how much crackdowns happen.
This is so much like the drug war, because once again, if you want to get people out of prostitution, if you want them to have better options, if you want them to be safer, if you want them to get less STDs, all the horrible things that you might associate with the prostitution trade, again, harm reduction. It's the first step is in the prohibition And then you can start finding better solutions for these things.
Absolutely. In fact, a lot of the street prostitutes, you talk about diseases, for instance, a lot of them are in the situation they're in because they're looking for drugs. It ties right back into the other prohibition.
And the legal prostitution that is happening, it's just amazing how low their incidence of, it's almost nothing.
You mean out in Nevada?
Their incidence of, STD transmission and things like that.
It's very low.
It's extremely low, less so than most people just having casual sex outside of prostitution.
So back to the story here. She's on 43rd and Broadway. That's the Carter Hotel, I think, said the unidentified voice. When NBC New York took a hidden camera to the hotel, a blonde woman who called herself Jane answered the hotel room door. After a few pleasantries, she outlined her price schedule. $600 for 1 hour, said the self-described model. She insisted any cash she might receive would be for her companionship only. But detectives say angelofyourchoice.com is really a front for pure prostitution. As though there's something wrong with selling sex for money. I just don't get it. I don't understand what the problem is. Do you? Can you explain it to me why this is so wrong? 800-259-9231. Is it just because some priest said so a long time ago? Somebody in authority decreed it? Is that why it's wrong?
It offends a lot of delicate sensibilities.
But it's
people
okay.
have their notions of how everyone should be living their life, and they're control freaks, and someone is not living their life the way that they want them to.
Like, you know, like living your life where some people might go out to a bar and spend a bunch of money on drinks and or dinner or, you know, some sort of gift or whatever with the hopes of getting into, you know, bed with somebody. That's okay. Yeah. But actually negotiating a specific price schedule for services performed, criminal activity.
You know, you're not paying a prostitute to have sex with you. You're paying a prostitute to leave afterward. It's true. You're paying for a straight. You know, there's something to, like
it's
to what you said. Just getting a nice,
extent.
Straightforward, honest transaction.
That's a good joke.
So dishonest and so, you know.
It's a good joke, Dale, but it's not entirely true. Isn't that the whole truth?
It's not entirely true, but it's a lot. There's a lot to it. There's something to it.
No doubt. There are people that just want to get the deed done. But on the other hand, a lot of clients out there are likely the kind of lonely hearts clients that really do want to spend time with some of the opposite
sex. I think there's the opposite that happens where someone gets with a prostitute and would like it to turn into something more.
Which is very unlikely.
And it's usually the prostitute that doesn't want it to turn anything more and they just wants to keep it business.
So when asked why the escort website sites are still operational despite the arrests of the site managers, spokesperson for the Brooklyn District Attorney said the investigation is ongoing. Mikhail Yomplosky, the alleged leader of the prostitution ring, faces 25 years in prison if convicted on charges including enterprise corruption and money laundering. 16 other defendants face the same charges. Go, New York City! Crack down! Show them what's for! This will stop it! Or maybe not. Maybe, in point of fact, there's never going to be a reduction in the demand for sex, and so therefore...
The other people selling sex are thrilled that someone just got off the market. Now they can raise their prices.
That makes me wonder, Dale. Do you think that the city investigated this on their own, or were they perhaps encouraged to by the old Jack Shack escort service phone book companies? You know, the ones that haven't moved into the 21st century? Maybe these old school service providers were jealous that somebody figured out how to set up a website. Maybe that's what this is. Maybe it's the established Jack Shacks in New York City. Because you know they're there, the lingerie shops and these places that are a little on the seedy side. You can go in if you know the right questions to ask. You can kind of get special services. What do you think the chances are that it was one of them that gave the idea to the district attorney or to the police to say, hey, why don't you go pick on these new guys down the street? We've been paying you guys a long time to leave us alone here at the Jack Shack. So why don't you, since we've been paying you off, you know, to look the other way, here, we'll give you some more money, and you can go and shut down these three websites that they're really causing a problem, you know, making it easy for customers to find their services, and we're too out of the loop.
This is exactly what to expect when you try to make violence a viable solution.
Would love to hear from you with your thoughts. Whether it's on drug prohibition, drug addiction, prostitution, we're all over the prohibition map tonight here. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. And, you know, it's one of my pet issues. It's because it just reaches into so many lives. Prohibition destroys so much in the name of helping people, ostensibly. But the road to hell is paved with good intentions. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we whittle agents' intellects into pointy, sharp utensils, and this is a pop quiz. What is the best way to save on insurance if you own a car and a house? Should you A, sit down with a farmer's agent to combine your policies into a delightful savings sandwich, or B, keep separate policies? The answer? A, talk to us and pass the mail.
We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum-ba-da-bum-bum-bum-bum.
Call a farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto and home insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to dial in toll-free and take control of these airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
Once again, 800-259-9231. You can join us online. We've got news updates. You can get signed up and follow Free Talk Live whenever it is that there's something you need to know about the show. You'll know it first if you're on the news updates list over at news.freetalklive.com. Follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever works best for you. News.freetalklive.com. Now then, have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too darn expensive? Jurisdictionary is the course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules, and until you know their rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy that the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. You can visit jurisdictionary.com, grab some free tools like their free legal dictionary, free videos, free weekly tips and tactics newsletters, and then you can buy their course over at jurisdictionary.com. And you can use their pull-down menu to check out and let them know you heard it on Free Talk Live. Jurisdictionary.com to your phone calls and your thoughts. Mike is in New York. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Dale.
Hello.
Hey, Mike, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I don't think that you guys have enough respect for the police.
Well now, why would you say that?
Well, the police do a lot of good. I mean, look at everything that they do. They keep drugs off the streets. They keep criminals.
Okay,
you
are silly.
You know,
you're being sarcastic.
I'm silly.
Yeah.
I'm not being sarcastic.
You're not being sarcastic?
I think more cops need parades. We need to celebrate these police officers.
They get a lot of parades, it
yeah.
seems like.
You got to turn. Okay. I don't know if it's your cell phone, but it seems like there might be an echo in the background. But anyway, I don't believe that you're really serious. Are you really serious? Please.
Would you look at all the good the cops do? And hey, you've never had a good experience with an officer?
Sure, I have. It's like Adam Kokesh says, there are good cops out there, and it's just a shame that the bad apples in there make the other 5% look so bad.
Well, yeah,
I think the bad apples, I think they need to realize that they're appreciated. We need to hold the bad officers. They need to have parades for themselves. We need to hold
parades for the bad officers.
They actually frequently, these police officers who are maybe, you know, they've murdered someone's house down or murdered somebody, shot a dog. Frequently, these cops are given parades and are promoted and such.
Yeah, well, it's just I don't think they're ever thanked for their sacrifice, you know?
Well, Mike, now is your chance. Go ahead. Let's go. Why don't you read a soliloquy for them?
Why would I have a soliloquy just prepared?
Oh, well, I don't know. You see,
I'm just saying, you guys are out here throwing out this hate speech.
I think I misused soliloquy anyway.
Did we say anything about cops tonight? I don't know that we did. Well, I mentioned earlier how the sheriff came and destroyed the memorial.
Nice satire, Mike. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You know, there's no shortage of people that really do feel like
there's a whole lot of butt kissing going on for cops out there.
I don't believe Mike was a real cop supporter because of what he was saying there, but
right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The cops don't keep the drugs off the streets. Just a quick newsflash.
Some of them are selling the drugs.
No doubt. And there's no shortage of those stories either. But hello, the cops can't even keep drugs out of their prisons. You are living in a fantasy world if you believe the story that because some cop made a bust somewhere because they found 20 pounds of pot or something like that, that's going to do anything to even dent the drug distribution network. You don't know jack about the illegal drug world. 800-259-9231. Talk to the guys at Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. I can't recommend them enough. I may not agree with them on every single aspect of what they want to do because of the Law Enforcement Against Prohibition guys. You know, ultimately, they're in the system, folks. They're people that believe in the system, and they just believe the system's broken, and they should fix it. And I support what they do. I support them speaking out against prohibition, speaking out against the war on drugs, and advocating for positive change. I just don't support going with, like, creating a legal structure for distribution or having the state distribute it or these different proposals.
I agree. I think that's probably going to be the – it seems like that's the only way that the state can imagine handling it, and it would still be better than the black market.
It would be better.
I'll concede that much, but I agree with you. I don't see that as a solution. If anything, it's a step toward it.
Well, it's actually a step beyond the solution, because the solution is decrim, decriminalization,
yes.
Which
yes.
is ending prohibition. That's it.
Just end prohibition.
End it. Let people sell and distribute and advertise and do whatever it is they need to do, and let the market decide. So let stores decide to what age of a customer they sell it. Let magazines and newspapers and radio stations and TV stations decide what sort of advertising to accept, and let the market decide how to handle distribution of these products. If you go swing the other direction with the pendulum, you're right, Dale, it will still be better under a legalized situation, but then you're creating a new government bureaucracy to regulate it.
Oh, yeah.
You're creating taxes to enrich the state, which is, again, another criminal gang. The only thing that sets that criminal gang apart is that they to some extent will have to sell the drugs in the open. So there will be some level of eyeballs on how they behave, and that to a small extent keeps them in line. They're still violent. They're still willing to enforce their violent monopoly, but at least they still have to play like they have legitimacy. They still have to pretend as though, you know, they're somehow accountable. It's not worth much, but it's better than the drug prohibition violence.
Yeah, it's better than this aggressively going after people over drugs.
Yes. Let's continue with your thoughts and go to Captain Ned in Florida. Captain Ned, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Dale.
Hey, Ian and Dale, how you guys doing?
Hey, dude, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I'd like to comment on this whole drug thing, and especially, like Dale said, stealing from grandma. I'd like to kind of make this a grandma-themed show so everybody kind of relates to it. But this war on drugs is going to go the same way the war on liquor went, and the war on the passenger pigeons. It's going to be a lot of broken glass, memories, and feathers, you know? And guys like Joe Kennedy and Al Capone, they loved the war on liquor.
Sure.
Fortunes were made that you can't even imagine, and they're still bopping around the banks. Gigantic fortunes were made on these wars.
Absolutely.
But Ian, what you said the other day, last week, about aspirin, making the analogy between aspirin and drugs, it's exactly right. This stuff is worthless. It's like aspirin and grass clippings. And if you look at Afghanistan right now, there's never been more poppy production, I don't believe, than right now. Why do you think? We have to pay the Taliban to protect our tanker trucks coming in there. There's one road that goes through Afghanistan, guys. It's unbelievable. And people don't realize this thing is just all about cash. You cannot stop this stuff. You couldn't stop liquor. You're never going to stop it.
Not only could you not stop liquor, but alcohol prohibition actually made liquor more prolific than spirits like beer and wine.
Exactly, and like Dale said, any cop will tell you, and I've known a lot of cops, the worst guy to deal with is a guy who's drunk. I mean, there are some bad drugs, but all
Absolutely.
In all, liquor does much more damage than all the other drugs combined times 10, and I've seen it personally.
It's one of the drugs that most likely to kill you quickly. Like you can overdose on alcohol and be dead really quickly.
Or black out and do something really stupid and do something really out of personality as well. Thanks for the call, Ned. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But no one in their right mind would propose bringing back alcohol prohibition. Not even for the children. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live, because hopefully people learn their lesson on that one.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes. And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying? It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there that we give to you for free, including listening options. You can go and get tuned into our streams around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live awaits you over at listen.freetalklive.com. And our 109 great radio stations across the country, plus satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio and our free-to-air satellite channel. In addition to that, the webcam and the listen lines allow you to listen from any phone that can dial long distance. Get the details on how to get tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. They have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. As we continue with you and your thoughts, Prohibition, all the different aspects of it, from drug prohibition to prostitution. We've been all over the map here tonight. Let's go to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Dale.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Frank.
Yes, it's an interesting topic because ultimately vice crimes, if we want to call them vices, and the only people that supported prohibition was really the emergent organized crime and little old ladies' temperance unions. Mm-hmm. And basically that was the biggest support for prohibition. And what's interesting about it is that it really didn't stop people from drinking. In fact, alcohol consumption, even during the Great Depression, was very high. So what I want to say is this.
Of course.
Prostitution, the same thing. When you look at the fact that in Europe, prostitution has been legal in many countries. Mm-hmm. It was legal in the 19th century in France, where the prostitutes had to meet medical examinations every 2 weeks. It's legal in Norway, Sweden, you know, Scandinavian nations. It was legal in Germany, and we know during the Weimar Republic, with the period of hyperinflation, that was really what put food on the table for many German families. And all you have to do is go to the work of, let's say, read Christopher Isherwood's Berlin Diaries of the period and things, and you begin to see sort of how in a time of tremendous economic crisis, you know, the vices come out and they tend to keep people alive. And when we saw the breakdown of the Soviet Union, we saw the same thing. You had lots of prostitution that became, whether it was legal or not in Russia, it became a big business in a sense because, you know, the system had collapsed.
Well, people never stop wanting to get off. And
people are looking for escapism in hard times. Entertainment is another industry that tends to do well during times of hardship.
Yes, but it's also a way for people when they have nothing else to provide for themselves and their families. As nasty as that sounds,
that's true.
That's the fruit of our capitalistic economic model that's all over the world. Just think of Vietnam and all of the women that worked as prostitutes. When the French were over there and had their war against the Viet Minh, and when the United States was over there fighting, I mean, you know, it was an amazing thing. And what's sad about it is the fact that the system, the powers that be, allow it to occur as long as they're making their money off of it. Just like
right,
the CIA involved
dealer,
in the drug
yeah,
trade.
Right, if you're an approved dealer, like I was talking about before, with the Jack Shacks or the lingerie shops that are, you know, many people know these are fronts for prostitution. And in fact, they in some cases have connections to the city or to the police
right.
department, and they pay people off to look
right.
the other way.
Let's legalize it. And if you look at even the Catholic Church in after the Second World War in Italy, especially in Rome, I mean, there are cases in the police files and in the popular culture where the church was prostituting its nuns to generate money during
Whoa.
The period after the Second World War. And that's a
really?
Fact of life. Yes, that's known.
That's news to me. I
Google
never heard that one before. Frank.
Google it and start looking this up. So
Boy, can you imagine how much money someone would pay to have sex with a nun?
Well, all I'm trying to say
that
is
would
this.
Be huge.
All I'm trying to say is this. Let's be honest about it. And if people want it, let's be open about it and legalize and allow it to happen. You know, we had drugs available in the 19th century at every general store up until the 1920s. You could buy laudanum.
People
you could
need
buy
to be open
opium,
about it.
And, you know, it was cheap, and there wasn't crime associated with it. I mean, people
That's right.
granted, the cowboys had to have it in case they twisted their leg trying to rope a calf, but the point is this was available and it didn't cause secondary crime, and it was affordable and cheap. And many of the wealthy families of the United States were involved in the opium business. The Eisenhowers, I mean, we could go into a whole list of families that, you know, made their fortunes.
Yeah.
The Russell family of the Russell's Trust that set up Skull and Bones at Yale, that's a prime family that made their fortune on opium trade with India, backed the opium wars, you know, all sorts of things. So let's
well, right.
be honest about
Why would
about
the people
it.
That are benefiting from drug prohibition, whether the police or the high-level drug dealers,
Correct.
Want to end their cash cow?
Yeah.
Right, because it caters to their pocketbook and it allows
right.
them to have power.
As long as the upper level guys are protected and they just have to sacrifice some of their low level street dealers from time to time.
Oh yeah, there's so many levels of separation.
Right. Yeah.
They're constantly trying to get those guys, but that is a major expense.
So they claim.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, but there's people it's job security
right.
for them to go after yep. them in the endless pursuits of the big guys, even though they're
right.
like that's almost an almost unheard of thing to happen is actually get one of the big cops.
Right, they're more likely to die from competition from a friend, another gang than get caught by the cops.
And ultimately, you know, there was a great Chinese philosopher that was 1,000 years before Confucius that wrote this thing about the king. If the king is allowed to have sexual freedom and sexual pleasure, then everyone should be able to have it. If the king is going to, you know, prohibit certain things for himself, you know, and the people, then he should, or if he's going to prohibit things for the people, then he should prohibit it for himself as well. The point is, we need that honesty, and I'm going to be very honest. What allowed prostitution in the 19th century to function and thrive legally in Europe was the fact that a tax was collected, and you didn't have sort of the need for pimps and people beating each other up and doing all of this crime. So in a sense, the regulation through the taxes provided some security, you know, for these bordellos and things.
No,
and
no, no, not only that. I mean, that was a long time ago. But if you look now, look today, and thanks for the call, Frank. Appreciate hearing from you. If you look at prostitution today over in these other countries, we had a young lady contact us and talk about her experiences working in the red light district of Amsterdam. And there are some buildings where part of the price you pay as the prostitute to rent out the room, because you're basically you're renting the room to operate in, and you know, get some clean sheets on there, etc. But part of the price in renting out the room provides you with service. There's a button that you can press. You press that button, some big burly guy comes into your room and solves whatever problem you're presented with. And guys that are out there, they know this stuff exists. And so I'm sure the word gets around on the street that you don't mess with the prostitutes like that. You don't go into these buildings thinking you're going to throw them around and hurt them or whatever it is that the sick dudes out there want to do. I mean, some girls might let you pay for those services, but not all of them are interested in the rough and tumble stuff. But
probably most aren't.
Yeah, I agree with Frank, though. I think that it's really something that people should be open about. And, of course, that's part of where this problem comes from, is the idea that sex is bad. It needs to be shoved under the bed. Don't tell anybody that people are having sex or having sex for money. Well, we can't be having that now. Let's just pretend like it doesn't exist, and then when it rears its ugly head, we'll just bat it down like a, you know, at an arcade machine where the snakes pop up, and we'll just keep batting it down and pretending
whack-a-mole.
Like we're doing something about this, all the while destroying people's lives in the process. It's just so tragic, and it never ends, and it never will. Until the war on drugs ends, until the war on prostitution ends, and then we'll see a reduction in some of these behaviors. But it won't ever truly go away. 800-259-9231. And to believe otherwise is to believe some sort of crazy utopian fantasy. People call us utopian, Dale.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. Enough time for your thoughts. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills it has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Bring up what you want and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Moments remain, just enough time for you and your thoughts if you make the call right now. 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy the program, you can go and support the show in different ways. One of those ways is by learning how to promote Free Talk Live. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com in order to accomplish this. We have web banners for you. We've got graphics with which you can make your own graphics, your own t-shirts, or whatever it is you want to use our graphics for. Feel free. There are no intellectual property laws around these parts. So you just go right ahead and have yourself a good time with whatever there is over there at promote.freetalklive.com. And again, we'll continue taking your thoughts, especially if you've got thoughts on ending drug prohibition, maybe an addiction story as well. It doesn't have to be of illegal drugs. There are plenty of really horrific and frightening and useful stories about people being addicted to prescription drugs. So don't ignore that just because they're not fully illegal. And of course, ending prescriptions is also an important step in the world of decriminalization as well, because
I think that's something Ron Paul has talked about, hasn't
has he?
I believe so.
That's good to know. The more people can talk about this, the better.
Someone can call and correct me if not, but I believe he has talked about how that is actually a problem.
Of course, the initial objection that comes up in that case is, well, wait a minute, you're just saying people could go and buy whatever prescription drug they want to? But
yes.
What about doctors? People would be self-medicating. What would you say to that one?
I would say that doctors are great for advice on that, but that there's plenty of cases where I think again, people who can't, there's people who can't afford to see a doctor and not being able to get any medication at all is, you know, when there's a lot that people can do to educate themselves about things. And if they, you know, it's a form of, for people who are poor, they can actually, and the drugs would get cheaper if they weren't prescription drugs. There's the other thing. It would do a whole lot for, you know, anyone who cares about people having access to medical care should be for ending prescriptions.
Absolutely. And then you won't have the violence that's associated with that trade either. There's violence in the prescription drug black market. I remember one story we talked about where there was, I think it was a manufacturer of some kind of prescription drug down in Connecticut that actually had their distribution warehouse broken into. And they, like, cut a hole through the ceiling, basically, rappelled down. I mean, this was a serious operation.
Well, there's a lot of money in it.
Yeah. But these aren't, like, your average crackheads, right?
Right.
I mean, these are serious gangsters who are literally coming in, like, Hudson Hawk style, coming down from the ceiling and jacking pallets and pallets of this stuff. Literally, 18-wheelers full, pulling away in the middle of the night from this location. I don't know if they ever caught the guys. That's a serious theft.
It's a serious operation because they can justify the expense and the planning for such an operation because there's so much money involved.
Because they're getting it at, in that case, they're getting it at next to zero cost. It's whatever cost the cost of the trucks were, the cost of the you know, the guy, the agent's time.
Of course, they're taking a lot of risk, but see, all that was very well calculated.
Yeah, it probably cost them a few thousand bucks.
You know,
it probably cost them a few thousand bucks. They probably already knew the people with the trucks, so they just had to pay the, you know, to rent the trucks out, and they, you know, had whichever guys that are, you know, they're professional thieves that do this stuff. They paid them their money to get the job done. They probably paid them well, because if you're getting pallets loads of drugs, you can spend several thousand dollars on the heist and distribute that out over the cost of all the drugs that you get, and you're still looking at literally probably a few cents per pill is what they paid, and then they take them on the street, mark them up to 5, 10, 20 bucks a pill.
Yeah.
And then they turn around and make buku bucks on that. All of that would go away if you just made it so anyone could go get whatever drugs that they wanted.
The drugs would not be so expensive, again, which would be wonderful for poor people. It would help across the board for drugs to be a lot less expensive and certainly reduce the crime associated with them.
There's no doubt about it, except for anybody that doesn't pay attention. Then you've got doubt. If you don't pay attention, if you don't look at the facts, then you'll have doubts about what we're saying. Well, that's not true. We need the government to stop kids from using drugs. We need this and that. No. It's all been contradicted. It's all been proven false. All you have to do is take the time to look at it and think about it. And if you don't believe me, please find someone you will believe. Believe a cop. Law enforcement against prohibition.
Yeah, check it out yourself.
There's a bunch of cops there that'll tell you the same exact thing. And all the information is there, and it's been there for years. And the worst part about this is it's been going on for longer than alcohol prohibition. People haven't learned. They're repeating the same mistakes of the past. This isn't hard. It makes sense. Now, what can you do about this? Right? Because it's one thing to get on the radio and bitch. It's one thing to identify a problem. It's easy to identify problems. But identifying solutions is a little more difficult. So what can be done? Well, unfortunately, there's likely going to have to be some inside the system work that's going to take place here. I know it's difficult. I know it's obnoxious. It's a pain. It takes forever. But in order for things to change, you have to change people's minds on the outside, and eventually that will manifest into just inside the system changes. Unfortunately, it's a real slow trailing time on that, in that you can change minds on the outside. Like, a lot of people understand marijuana should be legalized, but it's still illegal. You take a poll.
When the culture shifts, the politics will follow, but I'm not going to be one of those people that does any of that politics.
But
work.
It's behind by like 40 years, it seems, doesn't it? I mean, they were talking about legalizing marijuana in the 1970s, and they're still talking about it today. We're closer now than we've ever been, but as you pointed out earlier, Dale, just legalizing or decriminalizing marijuana doesn't solve this problem.
Right.
That doesn't stop somebody from getting murdered during a cocaine deal. because as long as coke is still illegal and as long as those other drugs are still illegal, they will still be treated in the black market as a black market product, and that means violence.
Yeah.
So when you're ready to end the violence, speak up. Talk to your friends and neighbors. This is one of those topics that is like off the table in a lot of cases. You look at like presidential debates, for instance. This topic, until Ron Paul, was not in the presidential debate. And if it came up, it was a comparison between who's going to be the hardest on drugs.
Yeah.
So now you've got Ron Paul and Gary Johnson coming into this.
I think
discussion.
A lot of that just really needs to be dispelled. I mean, when it comes to prostitution, when it comes to drugs, when it comes to these things, there really needs to be this attack on the shame tactics. There's the shame tactic of that just sort of keeps it out of conversation at all. Or if you do bring it up, you do it so cautiously, like so carefully so as not to offend. I'm like, sorry, people are dying over this. It needs to be discussed, and you need to be able to, you need to be willing to come out and talk about it completely shamelessly. I mean, look at me, look at you and me. We're on the radio across the country, openly advocating for the end of this drug war and the end of prostitution, prohibition, excuse me. And I think that's what needs to happen
more,
is there needs to be a dispelling of all the shame, you know,
and the myths.
All the myths and all the shame associated with it, because I think that's really what's stifling any progress, is that anyone who talks about it, they do it so cautiously as not to offend, and they're trying to do baby steps, like, oh, we can talk about marijuana legalization, but we can't talk about cocaine. I mean, but the whole point is, all the reasons why you need to legalize marijuana, the reasons are even bigger why you need to legalize cocaine and any of those stronger drugs. I mean, the dangers of that prohibition, because it is a more dangerous drug, is even greater.
And that's one of the things I like about law enforcement against prohibition. They aren't just a marijuana crew. They are against prohibition. That's the idea that needs to be destroyed. And as long as you're, like you're saying, nibbling around the edges on medical, just a medical pot, they're sick.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, the political people are going to do that. They're going to be cautious. They're going to go to politicians and say, look, they can certainly come across like they're being, you know, the reasonable ones. I mean, this is all relative, of course. And that's fine. You know, if the culture out there is shifting dramatically away from all the shame, and by the way, I know shame. I know shame tactics. I'm a gay man. I've had shame tactics used on me for against my rights and equality with everyone else for decades. I know the shame tactics. I don't buy into that bull malarkey anymore, and I'm not going to do it. And the same thing needs to happen here. And that when you have the culture, when you see this, I think when there's a dramatic culture shift away from all that shame that's been attached to the drug war and the prostitution war, then you'll see politics it'll have to follow suit, even if it's a little behind.
So in order to change all of this stuff, action needs to occur, and that means if you love liberty, you want others to be free as much as you want to be free, get your butt up to New Hampshire, freestateproject.org. Sooner we can get thousands more people here, the better. That's it for tonight. More, of course, about this case and more at freeking.com. We'll be online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Till tomorrow.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.